No, Bukavu is still under FRDC control as fighting has not yet reached Bukavu. This morning, fightings were reported to Katana, a city 45 kilometers northwest of Bukavu. That's where fightings are still ongoing till now in this afternoon. But according to my source in FRDC, they got a big reinforcement from many units of FRDC and also Burundians forces to stop the progress of M23 in the city of Bukavu.
A joint delegation from the National Episcopal Conference of Congo and the Church of Christ in Congo, two of the largest church organizations in the country, talked to the rebels.
On Wednesday, 12 February, a delegation of bishops from Catholic and Protestant churches of DRC visited the city of Goma from Kinshasa to speak with the leader of the M23 and AFC. The objective was to hail the rebellion before hearing the government and other political actors, especially the opposition, as well as leaders from the neighboring countries in the Great Lakes region, to find a lasting solution to the security problem of Eastern DRC.
Jafar says the lengthy meeting had some support from the Kinshasa government.
At the end of a close meeting of nearly 5 hours, the spokesperson of this delegation, Father Donatien Chole, announced to the press that their consultation with the leaders of M23 AFC focused mainly on issues related to the return of peace without resorting to violence. We understood that many things could be changed if the Congolese sat around the same table, he said, before continuing that they gave us assurances that they were not involved in the dynamics of the balkanization of DRC or illicit exploitation of minerals. The government of DRC have not yet commented on this meeting because the initiative came from bishops and not from the government. But my source on the Catholic Church told me that bishops get a green light from the government to do what they are doing.
That was reporter Sabiti Jafar Al-Katanti, who has been traveling towards the city of Bukavu in the eastern DRC.